Successful people learn how to make their mind work for them. I'm David Nagel, and this is the Successful Mind Podcast. Hey, everybody, David Nagel. Welcome to the Successful Mind Podcast. Today, we're talking about the decision to succeed. Back in the day, when I was working with my mentor, one of the biggest things that he taught me was that everything is a decision, meaning that we have a choice basically with everything in life. We always have a choice, no matter what. And if we're going to be successful, I think that it's important to understand that it really comes down to making decisions to succeed in the things that we're doing on a regular basis. This way, we're not tempted to kind of throw our mind to fate, if you will. I think a lot of people approach success with the idea that they'll give it a try and they'll see what happens. They'll give it a try. This is a big error, because if we're really going to be successful at anything that we do, we have to do things in a successful way. Back when I was in seventh grade, I was playing football in my school in seventh grade. And I remember right after making the team, we showed up at the locker room for practice. And on the outside of the door was a sign that says that practice doesn't make success, but perfect practice makes success. And I remember being confused by that, because I thought, isn't that the reason that we're practicing, so that we can get more perfect in what it is that we're doing? But if we're practicing things in error, then we get good at making mistakes. We get good at doing the thing in a wrong way. And that can also show up with attitude. It can show up with energy. It could show up with perception, how we're viewing what it is that we're doing. But really, it comes down to the idea that we make a conscious choice. We really sit and think about this. Like, when you get done listening to this, you should really think about, where is your decision to succeed? Are you making a decision to succeed in everything that you do? Because really, success is made up of a lot of small successes. So we're doing the right thing in the right way. And we're also testing to make sure we're doing the right thing in a right way. And if we see that we're making an error somewhere along the line, then we change it because we're committed to the decision of success all the way through what it is that we're doing. Now, the first rule, so to speak, that I want to throw out there for this one is that the decision to succeed needs to be a must in everything that we do. So there's a difference between a must and a should. Again, lots of times, if we're not really disciplined in this area of our thinking, we show up as doing things in a way we should do them. So I should do this. I should get up earlier. I should exercise. I should go to the gym. I should make sales calls, you know, I should prepare for a meeting. I should. And should is a different part of the brain. It's an area of, I'm supposed to do something, but if I don't necessarily feel like it, then I'm going to let myself off there and I'm not going to do it. Ultimately, what ends up happening is that a person begins to let themselves off in more and more areas of their life, and they're not achieving what they actually could be achieving. The decision to succeed, if we make it a must, if we say everything that I do all day long, I'm going to make a decision to succeed in that, it's bringing a higher standard of excellence to what it is that we're actually doing. So there's so many areas of life that it you really have to be conscious of what it is that you're doing in each one of those areas. And I know for a fact that most people are not taught this as children. We grow up in an environment where it's kind of like, just show up. Maybe even show up and give your best. Maybe somebody told you to show up and give your best. But if you weren't specifically taught that making a decision to succeed makes a significant difference in the outcome, then you've been shorting yourself for a long period of time. So let's take a look at decision to begin with. Decision means to cut away from, right? Comes from the Latin de caere, which means to cut away. So when we're going to make a decision to succeed, we're cutting away from mediocrity. We're cutting away from just getting it done. We're cutting away from laziness. We're cutting away from procrastination. And we're saying, I'm going to show up with a different level of excellence, because I know that even the small things that I do is going to lead me to a much larger win down the road. If I do let's say I had 10 steps to do in my business every day. Those were the 10 steps. And those 10 steps were going to lead to an outcome that I'm going to call a goal. If I show up mediocre in those 10 steps every day, that when I do hit the goal, if I hit the goal, it's not going to be anywhere close to where it could be if I had decided to come and play full out and really be successful with what it is that I'm thinking that I'm supposed to be doing. So it's an idea of excellence. It's bringing in excellence to everything that we're doing. So when you make it every day, you're looking at all tasks and challenges that you're doing, and you're asking yourself, how can I do this the best that I can? Now, this does not mean that you're supposed to get into a constant perfection. Because the problem with that is the constant perfection is just as much of a rabbit hole as something like procrastination, but it's on the other end. Because there is no perfect. There's better. We can always make things better. But there is no perfect. And here's the other thing. There is no right way. There is a way. There are some ways. But there's always a better way to do something. If we constantly get hung up in the idea of this needs to be better, 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 we can never get away from the task itself. If we get into perfection, not only can we not get away from the idea of perfection, but we'll often beat ourselves up because nothing we ever do is actually perfect. So if you start to look at something that you did in hindsight, you're going to find out, well, I thought it was perfect, but it wasn't perfect because now I can see the flaws in it. And then you end up taking it personally and you start beating yourself up. So I think that the idea is that we go for success. So what is it that makes something a success? Well, you have to look at and ask yourself, what is the cause and effect of what I'm going to do? What is the outcome of this? What is the outcome of this thing that I'm actually doing? If you study people that are not just successful, but they are considered great at what they do, they have this one thing in common, this decision to succeed. Now, I don't know if they would call it decision to succeed, but here's basically what it is. When they're looking at the various different things that they need to do in their workday or when they're preparing for what they're doing, they're looking at giving their very best in that moment. They also realize that they're going to make mistakes. And one of the important things about this is that when a person makes a mistake, as you will, as you must, you don't hold on to the mistake. You let the mistake go as fast as you made it, and you move on to the next thing that you need to do. Now, the fascinating thing about this is that when you're making the decision to succeed, everything in your life can change on a dime with this. I not only have watched my own life change. I was doing an Inside the Episode with BT, and I was talking about how when I was on the forklift, still one of the most profound moments of my life was that when I made the decision to change three things in my attitude to watch it have such a profound impact on my income in 30 days. My income tripled in 30 days. But I was also making the decision to succeed in those three areas. And it was about giving my very best in the moment, but it's never your ultimate best. So here's what I mean by that. When I first started, when I made the decision that I was going to change my attitude about how I was working, I approached it the very first day with whatever level of commitment that I could muster. That was the amount of commitment that I could bring to it that day. And I gave that my very best. Well, if I gave that my very best, then I succeeded insofar as that commitment went that day. Now, tomorrow, the next day, it's going to get better because I should be able to grow from giving it my best. I may see where I could get better. I may see where I may have lacked in my best. But what I know is that the next day I can shoot for a higher level of best. And I don't think that that is... I don't think that that's a stressful pressure that is on a person when you do that. I think it's an achievement pressure. It's really being committed to the outcome that you say that you want. Because I've often heard people say, well, isn't that stressful? That sounds like such a stressful way to live. See, what I think is stressful is that when you don't do it, you have all the problems of not doing it because everything is a cause set in motion and everything has an effect. So if you're looking at your business and you're thinking to yourself, I want to make a successful decision to make sales calls today, and I give a half-ass effort in making those sales calls, that is going to have an effect. That is going to affect my overall objective for how much money I need to bring in, how many sales I need to bring in, maybe my ability to pay my bills or pay myself, whatever it might be, it's going to have an effect. So now if you have a few days of like that in a row, when you get to the end result where you needed to have made the money, you're not going to have it. Seems to me that that's more stressful than actually being committed to the success that you say that you want. The other thing, when you're committed to the success that you say that you want, is that it brings other things into the picture that I think help us. For instance, when you make a decision to succeed, you're flipping your mind over to a higher level of vibration. So you're stimulating your mind. You're stimulating your subconscious mind. You're stimulating the energy in which you're actually doing something. So that causes you to attract thoughts on a different level that will allow you to think of things in a different way. It will give you ideas. It will give you knowledge that you didn't have before. It'll cause you to ask questions that you never thought before. It'll cause you to seek answers that you never thought of before. Why? Because you're stimulating your mind to operate on a completely different level. So, you know, our mind works just like a radio transmitter. It operates on frequencies, and when we think thoughts on a high level, it causes us to attract other thoughts on a high level. If we're thinking thoughts on a lower or a base level, it causes us to attract thoughts on a lower or a base level. So it can become a self-imposed prison. But if we're thinking successfully, if we've decided, I'm going to approach everything with the successful thought, how can I do this well? How can I stay committed to it? How can I get this done in a timely manner? How can I do a great job at what it is that I'm doing? My mind is stimulated at a much higher level. And as I'm doing the work that I'm doing, I'm going to get intuitive ideas that actually come to me. When you look at people that we would consider great, very often they approach the things that they did by deciding to be very successful at the basics. When I start off coaching someone who's in business, one of the first things that I want to do is to evaluate the basics of what they do in that business. What are the rudiments of that business for them? Have they mastered those rudiments? Do they practice them on a regular basis? And if they haven't, then very often it's easy to tell where the problems that they're experiencing are coming from because they're not doing the basics on a consistent level. They're not doing it in a successful way. They have not made a decision to be successful in every single thing that they're actually doing. So then it's doubling down on doing those things. And sometimes I get a lot of pushback on it. And I simply explain to a person, look, the basics of anything is the foundation for that success. So if I'm going to make a commitment, if I'm going to make the decision to succeed in the basics, I'm making a decision simultaneously to succeed in the bigger game of what it is that I'm actually doing. It also, I believe, really integrates the idea of that success, those successful things that you're doing with the repetition that you're doing them in, it integrates it into your nervous system. You become hardwired for those things. And that allows you to do something that is very unique. The uniqueness is this, that when you have to really apply it, you don't have to think about it. So you don't have to think about getting yourself to do it. You don't have to think about what to do. You don't have to think about how you're going to do it. You're not thinking about what could go wrong. You're not searching for the answer in the moment. You've ingrained it into your thought so well that you don't need to think about it. Now, because you don't need to think about it, this allows a person to innovate on the fly based on whatever happens, because they're not thinking about the thing that they're doing. They're automatically going on that autopilot of doing things in a very successful way. Think about driving a car. I love to use this example because this is one of the best examples that almost everybody can relate to when it comes to driving a car. There are so many movements that take place in the operating of an automobile, and not just like, you know, pushing down on the accelerator and the brake and the turn signal and the steering wheel and, you know, all that, but what you're observing outside of yourself while you're moving this multi-thousand-pound vehicle at a high rate of speed around other vehicles that are doing the exact same thing, with the idea that you have a destination in mind and you're trying to pay attention to how do you actually get to the destination, all the while you're watching everything that's going on around you. There's no way that your conscious mind could be focused on all the individual things that has to happen in that moment when you're driving that car. The reason that we practiced driving a car over and over and over again, and then we went and had to take a driving test, was to see, have we integrated the basics of driving a car into our subconscious mind where we could do it without thinking about it and be able to actually functionally operate the automobile in a successful way. Now, if you do that, the amazing thing is that then you can drive from one place to another. You can automatically think in the moment to avoid an accident. So think about this. You're driving down the road. Somebody slams their brakes in front of you, or a deer runs in front of you, or there's an accident in front of you. You don't stop and think to yourself, huh, look at this accident. What should I do now? If you did that, you would be in the accident. You don't have time to think. It's an automatic reaction. You swerve to the left, swerve to the right, apply the brake, speed up. Whatever it is that's required, your body goes into an automatic overdrive of successful thinking and response in order to take you in a direction that hopefully you'll end up safe. It's ingrained in you because you made the decision to be successful in what you're doing. And you also do it repetitively. Like generally people that drive, they drive repetitively. They drive almost every day. So they're integrating all those basic behaviors into what they're doing. That's why they say it's such a bad habit to do something like texting when you're driving, because you're taking something that requires too much conscious attention and you're putting it in there where your subconscious mind is trying to override a situation, and the wires actually get crossed. So when we're talking about building a business, going through our life, being in a relationship, whatever it is, all of these things have foundational principles that we have to really think about. If I make the decision to do these things successfully, when I'm actually in the act of running my business or in the relationship or I'm in my exercise or whatever it is that you're doing, you're not going to have to think about the response. So you'll have a successful response on a fundamental level, but then on a level of expansion, which is something that everybody wants, meaning that I constantly want to move forward, but how do I move forward? Where do I move forward? Where do I get the ideas to move forward? If I'm constantly thinking about what I'm doing in the moment, I'm not going to get those ideas. So I need to be able to do those things in a very successful way. Now, there's another idea here. Be a success in your preparation. So that means I find that so many people do not prepare adequately for what it is that they say that they want in life. So let's take business, for instance. Let's take sales in business. Sales is one of the most avoided things that I see people fall down on when it comes to having success in business. Because the truth is that sales is a numbers game. You have to put in the numbers in order to get the results that you want. However, there is a great skill set that's involved here. I think that how do you successfully prepare to be a great salesperson? Well, there's lots of things that you have to study. It's not just some kind of a prepared written speech or pitch that you're going to do, but are you studying psychology of what causes people to say yes and no? Do you study the psychology of what gets people to buy, why they actually want something? What are the things that override their decisions in life unconsciously so that you know how to enter that conversation when it actually happens? Do you study what makes people answer a text message? What makes people answer a DM? What makes people respond in social media? What gets people to pick up the phone? Do you study all the little different things about sales, tone of voice, inflection, how you're listening to someone else? What are you actually hearing? Are you present in listening to them, or are you somewhere off in your own mind thinking about your kid's baseball game or something? When we prepare successfully, then when we're in the conversation, it happens very naturally, and then that causes it to be a success. If we're not preparing successfully, then when game time comes for whatever it is that we're doing, generally we're stumbling around, and we're stumbling around in a way that causes us to fail. Now, part of the problem with that is very often a person will look for something that has nothing to do with their failure, saying, well, the person didn't want to buy, or it wasn't the right time, blah, 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 they didn't answer the phone, whatever. That's not the problem. That is a symptom of the problem. The problem is that you didn't make a decision to succeed in the preparedness of what you were doing. Overall, in general, for everything that you do, this is why you're having problems further down the road. The last thing I want to leave you with this that I think is so very important is to be 100% present in the moment for what you're doing every single time. So there is a success mindset around showing up. So you have showing up, being successful in the modality that you're doing, in the action that you're doing. But there's also a success mindset of, like, how are you observing? What is your energy like? Where is your thinking going around what you're doing? If you study, like, Zen, if you study Buddhism, meditations, there's many different modalities out there that really what they teach is they teach a person how to quiet the mind and be present in the moment. And these things have been around for a very long time, but over the last, you know, several years, they're becoming much more popular, much more mainstream, so to speak. Now, why is this? What is the reason? The reason is that if I can't be present in the moment that I'm doing something, there's no way for me to make a decision to be successful. It's not going to happen. Because my mind is somewhere else. My mind is thinking about things that are actually taking and probably turning my energy into something that won't allow me to actually be successful. Let's go back to sales. If I'm making sales calls and I'm thinking about an argument that I got in with my spouse, a bad decision that I made yesterday, a problem that showed up in my business, if I'm worried about the coronavirus, if my mind is anywhere but in the present, I'm also bringing the energy of whatever it is that I'm thinking about into the present. That energy is going to affect the outcome. And there's a lot of people that just don't realize how much your energy affects the outcome of what it is that you're doing. So deciding to be successful is also deciding that you're going to be present in your energy and you're going to be one with the thing that you're actually doing. you're focused in on it. You become one with it. Your mind is closed to everything else that's going on around you. And when you're that focused in on things, what ends up happening is that doorway in your mind begins to open where we have options. Very often, they're options that we never thought of before, but they come to us in the moment because we're locked in with that thing, and we're not someplace else in our mind. Distractions are something that show up in people's lives on a regular basis. However, if we decide that we're going to be successful, I think that a great thing that we can do is decide to be successful in our environment. So if I want to stay present in everything that I'm doing, one of the things that I probably should pay attention to is how am I controlling my environment to be able to do that specific thing? In other words, am I creating an environment to be successful in? So you see, it's not just deciding to be successful and doing a thing. It's creating an optimal environment, being 100% present, being conscious of what you're doing, with a long-term goal in mind. All of this, all of these pieces are ways that we make a decision to be successful in our life. And it is definitely showing up as a completely different way of being so that we get the real optimum benefit out of everything that we're putting our effort into. Very often when you see people that are failing at something or they're struggling with something, it's because they have not decided to be successful everywhere that they possibly can. They're actually being lazy about it in many areas of their life. And when you do that, those areas are left very much open and exposed to all different kinds of problems that will affect your performance. If you look at people that have to be very, very focused in what they do, whether, say, it's a musician or it's an actor or it's a professional sports person, these individuals are in a moment where they cannot afford to be distracted by something because it will affect the outcome of what they're doing in the moment, and what they're doing in the moment can affect the outcome of the overall game or piece of music they're playing or movie or whatever it might be. They have to be 100% on in that moment. And they know that they have to be 100% on. So they shut their mind to everything else that's around them, and they focus specifically on what they need to do in that moment. They've created an internal environment that allows them to step into that environment regardless of the distractions going on around them. So think about, you know, whether it's anything that would probably be live, I think, would fall into this category. If you went to watch, say, a football game or a basketball game, something like that, or you went to a concert where there's thousands of people observing your performance, there's the ability for distraction in those areas is tremendous. There's a tremendous ability for distraction. But they have the ability to shut out that distraction and focus specifically on exactly what it is that they're doing. And in that moment, they become one with that thing. And that's usually where we see brilliance and genius come out. Don't think for a second that we can't do that when we're making phone calls, when we're in a meeting, when we're doing a podcast, when we're practicing, to maybe go on stage, if you're a speaker, if you're writing a book, if you're an author. There's zones of genius that come out when we make a decision to be successful. And we have to remember this. It is a decision. Success is a decision. It's not something that just happens to us. It's not something we fall into. It's not something that we're born with. It is a decision that you have to make each and every day with every single thing that you do and be conscious of it, but it's also a standard. It's raising your standard in life to say, listen, I'm going to give myself a completely different experience in life. I'm going to give myself a successful experience with every single thing that I do. And in order to do that, I'm going to make the decision that I'm now going to live a new way with a successful mindset, a successful attitude, and a successful way of showing up in my life so that ultimately, when I look back at my life, I can see I lived it in a very successful way. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Successful Mind Podcast. And if you like what you heard and you want to know more, go to davidnagel.com/freestuff.